From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
I moved to California in 2001 to help the California condors recover from near extinction. As a volunteer at the Sespe Condor Sanctuary in Ventura County, my job was to prepare zoo-bred condors for release, track their movements, and set out safe food where they would find it. In the early 1980s, condors were near extinction. There were 22 captives and no wild condors. Over painful decades of trial and error, hundreds of condors were bred in the zoos and scores were released. But a major problem persisted. Condors eat big carrion, and much of the carrion in California is full of toxic lead from bullet fragments. Some released condors die from lead poisoning. Others have to be repeatedly recaptured for invasive and painful treatment. Not long after I arrived at Sespe, the condors found a potentially contaminated carcass outside their lead-free sanctuary. A few days later, we set out clean carrion under a huge net. Then I and another biologist hid in a bush and waited. An eagle came to feed on the carrion. Then a coyote, a bobcat, and a flock of ravens. Huge wings flapped as the condors landed. When a large portion of the free-flying condors in the world were under that net, we pulled the rope, and they were captives once more. They all had elevated blood lead levels, but this time none required emergency medical treatment. We could let them go. It was obvious to everyone involved that unless we got the lead out of their food, there could be no truly wild condors in California. This week, the California Fish and Game Commission holds a public hearing on whether to require non-lead ammunition in hunting California's big game. They are also considering plans to help hunters transition to equally effective, but less toxic bullets. These plans are backed by environmentalists, Native Americans, and many hunters. If the commission acts, it will benefit not only condors and birdwatchers, but everything and everyone that eats meat shot in California. And California will once again be leading the way in environmental protection, which, ultimately, is why I became a Californian. With a Perspective, I'm Dan Levitas.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.